Well, Peter Hennis joins me in the studio this morning to give us an update on our men's shed across the regions. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Beck, and how are we today?
Oh,
good morning, listeners.
Well. I'm very well. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. Shall we start off looking at Mount Gambier?
Yep, not a problem. We've got one of our members making up some jewellery boxes for their granddaughters at the moment, so I'm sure that the granddaughters are going to love that in the end because I've seen some of the work this bloke does before, so he's very good at that. Another had made a chopper, motorbike chopper.
Oh.
And he's done that in the Welding Bay, but it's only a miniature thing about 3 or 4 inches long, and it's made out of a spark plug for the motor and washers for the wheels and so forth. So he's got that all and other small parts just to make the handles and everything. So that's come up very good. We last week had a visit from Tony Wild, whom I've mentioned before as being the South Australian support person representing the Australian Men's Shed Association. So he actually came down to the southeast. And I'll probably mention a couple other times throughout this that he's mentioned, been to a couple of the other sheds as well. So that's all ongoing. And the shed had a steady stream of new members of late, including two from who used to work in IT. They don't want to work in IT anymore, which we were hoping they would, but... they don't want to work in IT. They want to do some woodworking and get some hands-on dirty work. So we'll see what they come up with. The new CNC, we've done a number of test runs on that, and that's coming up very successful. And just recently, unfortunately, one of our inaugural members passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
so,
that.
So the men at the shed done the traditional thing that we do. We've been doing it for a number of years now. When one of our members passes away, we make a batch of scones up for them and guard of honour type thing, put them onto the coffin and away we go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Just something that we've started.
Good, good. That's nice to hear. Shall we move to Port Mac now, where I hear that they've finished making some outdoor settings for the school?
Yeah, they've made 6 outdoor settings for the Allendale East Primary School. They've got 2 more on order. Their kindling's been booming this year for some reason or other. I don't know why. It might have something to do with the cold. I don't know. But if anybody's still interested in purchasing some of that, they can get it at the local shop, the Rural Transaction Centre, and at the shed. And the shed will be holding their AGM next month. And I'll give you more details on that when it becomes available.
And exciting news looking at the Millicent Men's Shed. Some of the shed extensions have been completed.
The shed extension has been completed. They're now moving stuff in there. They're rearranging and sorting out all the other relevant sheds. They've got about 3 or 4 sheds over there. So they're rearranging everything to get that all up and going. Next month at the Giltwood, instead of their normal trade table that they have, they will be, because the model railway is part of their men's shed there, and they will be running the railway down at the RSL and for all to see down there, so that'll be good to see. And the school program that was rather late starting up, but the first term of that is actually finished now, and they'll be moving on to the second term for the next part of the year, and the community garden is nearly ready and running for the season coming up.
That's fantastic. Let's head across to Kingston, where I hear they're doing something really great to make Larry the Lobster a bit more of an accessible tourism destination.
Yeah, this one I thought was a good one. They're making a ramp to get wheelchair access into the Larry the Lobster.
Oh,
there
awesome.
Is one there already, but apparently it's rather steep. And when people with wheelchairs and so forth look at it, they're I don't want to navigate that. So they're making a new one with a little bit less gradient on it. They've also made 6 folding chairs, and this is as a result of the recent fair they had over at Kingston. And because of that, people seen them and said, I want one of them, and so they got a few more to make. two members are now qualified for testing electrical equipment over there, so they've been flat out tagging and testing all the machinery over there. And one of their members, he's actually disabled now. I was talking to the fella the other day about this. He's only got one arm and felt like he was, you know, getting a little bit down in the dumps, you know, mentally and so forth. And so he's made himself up a, or actually made it up for his wife and surprised her with it. It was a garden bed. And he's, because he's only got one arm, he's been able to use the machinery, but under supervision with some of the other fellas, and they've sort of helped him out. And they're all so proud of the excitement in this gentleman's face the other day when I was talking. Was just unreal.
As he should be. That's wonderful and great to see the shed getting behind him and helping him there. That's fantastic to hear. All right, let's have an update from Robe. I hear they're concentrating on some recycling at the moment.
Yeah, Robe's only a little shed. They've got about 20-odd members over there now, so I've heard, and they're concentrating still on their recycling cans and bottles, and because it's the recycle's closed over there, they've got to get a couple of trailer loads and head off to Kingston and do that every so often. And the shed has also been involved in planting trees for the Little Dip Conservation Park over there. So that's keeping them busy.
Indeed. And moving to Keith, a few projects on the go there.
Very busy, Keith.
Yeah.
In the projects, the fishing bench that I was mentioning about, someone was asking about that last time we were talking, that's been finished and handed over. It's a little bit like a child's mud kitchen. It's been collected, and the first day it was used. So the person was very happy with that. The community is building the 100 bird cages for the local Keith and Tintinara district show coming up in October the 8th. So they've been busy building the bird cages, and this is because of the old pavilion got pulled down just prior to COVID, and they haven't had a chance to get it. They put out, you know, for people to do it and so forth, but the quotes were way too high, so they ended up, they come back to the men's shed. They've been given some vague dimensions of what to do, and so they've gone ahead and made these cages up with, you know, materials that they've got elsewhere and recycled timber and so forth, and as a result, the birds will have somewhere to bed down when the show comes up.
Good, good. All right, let's go to Tintinara because I'm hearing great things coming out of that shed. It seems that due to the shed's fantastic current financial position, there won't be a $2 attendance fee this year?
Yeah, well, that's one that I've got there, and they've done the lean-to and neatly stacked the timber in there and got that all cleaned up. Then they made inroads into the white ant problem that they had up there, and burnt a pile of old pallets that they couldn't use anymore for anything. They've been regenerating some for kindling that they could. A large dining room chair has been refurbished, and that was done by one of the members up there. They're now working on a couple of garden beds. They seem to be a treat up that way. They got six were made, and another couple coming for the order. The new wood lathe is up and running up there, and people can't wait to get on there and learn how to do things. And as you said before, the $2 attendance fee has been waived for this year because they're in a fairly good financial position, and most sheds are not for profit, so you know, they keep their costs and everything down as low as they can.
That's fantastic to hear. I'm not sure how much of an update you can give me from Bordertown. It seems they've been having a few too many cup of teas and sitting around a bit.
Yeah, not a lot I can do up there. They're light on numbers up there. One thing they've been doing is getting the red gum slabs ready for a couple of bar tops that they've been commissioned to look at. And other than that, just a few shelves for the local shire up there.
And we have a new president of the Narra Court Men's Shed?
Oh, well, he's not actually a new president. No. He's just come back in again, but he's the incoming president, I should have put down on my notes. They've just had their AGM. There is a couple of new members that have actually come onto the committee, so that makes it a little bit easier. The shed now has access to a shop window up there, and that's resulted in them being able to sell quite a few of their products that they make. And at this moment, the shed will also be going to Haywood, which is coming up, and I'll mention that later on.
Alrighty, let's move to Panola now, where some more orders for wasp boxes have been coming in. Tell me about that.
Yeah, 141 made asked them to make some wasp boxes for them last year, and they're a big helper to a number of sheds around the southeast. And so when they come in and ask for something to be done, well, the sheds step forward and help them out. So the Cyrex wasp season is coming up at the moment, usually in the next few months or so. So the shed has been making boxes for them. Last month they had a diabetes SA person come into the shed and give them all a talk. This was going around to a number of sheds in the region. I think Millicent was about 2 months ago. Mount Gambier is coming up shortly as well. They come in, they give a talk about diabetes and the bad things about it, and then those that wish to be checked out can have the little finger prick and find out a little bit about their diabetes. Next month, I believe Panola have got Arthritis Australia coming in and to give them a talk, and the shed has donated one of their garden beds to the group that's doing the marathon up at Coonawarra in the next fortnight, month or whatever it is. So they've donated one for there, and that's either going to be a raffle or an auction that they're going to do. I couldn't get much more information about that, but they also had a visit from Tony as well.
And moving to Coleraine, they've been helping a local community member?
Yes, over the border to Coleraine, and they've been involved in repairing a whatnot. Now, when I spoke to the gentleman over there, he said, "I got no idea what a whatnot is," he said, "but I do not know." So, anyway, I had to tell him what a whatnot was, and so they're repairing that for an older lady over there, and they've had a dwindling of numbers over there, so the shed has developed a very selective nature in what they're doing over there, because they seem to spend more time sitting down, drinking coffee and chatting until about 11 o'clock. They get up and do a little bit and think, "Oh, it's time to go home for lunch," and that's the end of the day.
You are very cheeky in calling them out, but I do think that's a very important role to be carrying out in the men's sheds locally. Of course, in Haywood as well, on the same sort of a line, they're going to be holding an important forum for the Black Dog Institute.
Yeah, Haywood hold a number of these forums. When I spoke a couple of months ago, they were holding one again. But this is another one on top of that. On the 15th of October, Haywood Men's Shed are holding a forum for the Black Dog Institute to raise money for men's health. And it is at the back of the post office, running from 11 a.m. to 1:30. Our lunch is supplied. There's no charge. However, a donation towards the Black Dog, it will be appreciated. On the day, motorbikes from Mount Gambier, Hamilton, Warrnambool, Portland will be attending, and also hot rods from some of these areas. And there will be four guest speakers. Catering will be done by the Lions Club over there. And also the shed will be making styles for the local fishery and wildlife. I have no idea what styles are, so I can see Beck looking at me across the table. What are styles? And I'm thinking, I don't know one either, so I can't give you an
answer. That's all right. That's okay. And last but not least, tell us what Casterton have been up to lately.
Casterton have just recently held in their local town hall the community centre school program. It's held in the school holidays, and they get all sorts of, there's a number of different groups in there, and they get together, teach the kids how to do a little bit of woodwork, maybe do a little sewing or whatever, I don't know, but it's a forum, it's a thing that they have most school holidays, and so they've just been involved in doing that. The only other thing that I've got to mention is the a few of the sheds in the South Australia, and I know Victoria as well, but they're involved in the Victorian Men's Shed Association. Their AGM is coming up, and it will be held on the 10th of November at the Meadows Racetrack. If anyone in the sheds is interested, contact Derek or go to the Victorian Men's Shed site, and they can do their bookings there.
Oh, Peter, you're a gem. Thank you so much for giving us such a well-informed update from across the region and into Victoria. We really appreciate you coming in, as always.
No worries. Thanks very much, Beck, and we'll catch everybody in December.
Thanks, Peter.
No worries. Thanks, Beck.